Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation which is being threatened with a great and truly devastating strike. A strike by all women refusing to do housework. Why? Well, because there is new material from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that shows that men have 40 minutes more per day of leisure time than women do. Why? Because women spend more time cleaning up, doing laundry, cooking, and even when women earn more than men. So what's happening with that proposed strike? We will bring you up to date on that. But right now, there's no strike about it, but there is a great deal of controversy on President Biden's debt relief program for people who have taken out educational loans. And one of the things that doesn't get mentioned enough, it seems to me, is that those educational loans are not contingent upon your actually having completed a degree. You could have totally wasted your money by going ahead and borrowing a bunch of money to attend college and then getting no kind of progress at all toward a college degree which might be meaningful. Somebody who has written a terrific column, actually a series of terrific columns on this issue and others, is Rick Newman. He is a columnist for Yahoo Finance, offering provocative takes on many of the biggest stories of our time. Previously, he was chief business correspondent and before that, Pentagon correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. And he's also the author of four books. Rick, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Well, it's a pleasure. You ask a very pertinent question. Where is the debt relief for everybody else? First of all, can you even sketch out what the justification is for giving unique debt relief exclusively for people who have taken out educational loans?
I guess there's more than one type of justification. The first one is political. This is relatively popular, especially among the millions of people who have student debt. This is an idea that caught on in the Democratic Party. We heard a lot about this during the 2020 presidential election. Joe Biden in 2020 actually favored the least generous form of dealing with $1.6 trillion in student debt, which is modifying the program a little bit to make it easier for some people to get out of the debt. But he was nowhere near what Bernie Sanders wanted, which is forgive all student debt, just write it off. Or Elizabeth Warren called for forgive up to $50,000. But there's been pressure within the party for Biden to do something on this. And so that's what we got. We got he's going to forgive $10,000 of debt for most borrowers. And if you got a Pell Grant, that's another $10,000 worth of debt you can get forgiven. So $20,000 max for some people. There are a lot of stories out there about people, and this is a lot of young people, but also people in their 50s, 60s, and I have heard from people in their 70s who still have student debt. They just did not think prudently when they were taking it out. They've never been able to get out from under it. So for some people, it becomes a lifelong burden, and that's the problem Biden is trying to address here. But as you pointed out at the beginning, there are some major issues of fairness here.
Yeah, you write in your column, social programs that do the most good are typically targeted at lower income people who need the most help. The best economic return in terms of reducing poverty would probably come from expanding the child tax credit or helping lower income workers with child care costs. Why do you say that the people who are benefiting from this are not the people who need the most help? How do you know that?
By definition, in Biden's debt forgiveness plan, you have to have completed college in order to qualify for debt forgiveness. So by definition, you have a college degree. And we know from lots and lots of economic data that people who have college degrees have higher lifetime earnings than people who do not have college degrees. And there's been some good economic analysis of who would qualify, what slice of the population would actually get this benefit. And on the whole, they are better off than the population as an average. And you can just look at the income cutoffs, which will tell you the story. So you can get this debt relief up to $10,000 if you are a single person with an income up to $125,000. And just as if you're married with an income, a household income of $250,000. And just for reference, the median household income in the United States is about $68,000. So by definition, the ceiling to qualify for this benefit is almost twice as high in terms of income as the median income. So this certainly will benefit some lower income people. I mean, it's not exclusively a benefit for wealthier people, and that's one of the reasons they put the Pell Grant bonus in there, if you will, the extra $10,000, because people who do get a Pell Grant, that does tend to go to lower income people. And there will be a lot of lower income people who qualify, but again, if you were structuring a benefit that took up about this amount of money, you would not target it at college graduates. You would target it, you'd probably target it at people who don't have a college degree, can't go, can't afford to go, chose not to go, and the people who are just not doing so well in the economy.
Well, I also like your idea of using it for child care for people, because child care is enormously expensive right now. And it's very difficult for people who are trying to struggle upward to afford it. Let me ask you a question, because I am not sure, frankly. Are you sure that someone who has enrolled in college, taken out student loans, but like the majority of people who enroll in four-year colleges didn't complete your college degree? Are you sure people like that are not eligible for this loan forgiveness?
That's my understanding of the way they're structuring the plan. Now, they're still writing the rules, but they have been pretty clear. Yes, you have to have graduated from college, and that cuts both ways. First of all, the people who are in the worst position with student debt are people who took on a lot of debt and then never got the degree. You know, they couldn't make it through for whatever reason. So they took out the debt, they spent the money, and they didn't get the degree. So in a way, they need the help the most. But on the other hand, I think it would be more problematic politically to offer a bailout to people who didn't even get through college. I mean, that would just you know, when they make these decisions, they're doing a lot of war gaming and trying to figure out how is the opposition going to bash us politically for this? What's the bumper sticker criticism going to be of this? So I think they're trying to preempt the type of political criticism that could make this look like a real loser if it seems to benefit the wrong people, because as Biden has structured it, I mean, I don't think it's any coincidence. There's been a lot of polling on this. Do you favor student debt forgiveness? How much student debt forgiveness do you favor? And the most popular option is exactly the one Biden did, which is the $10,000, not more than that. And I have no doubt that they are structuring this to try to win political points without losing political points that would just offset the game.
What do you say to the argument that is being increasingly raised by conservatives, including people who are introducing legislation in Congress, that the real need is to restructure the whole tuition game? That basically what this does is it encourages the tremendous inflation in the cost of college, which has no rational explanation other than there's a market for it. Does it make it easier for people to pursue, for instance, Preston Cooper was writing about master's degrees, that master's degrees only pay off in terms of an investment about half the time? These are all questions that bear some answers, but I appreciate your candor, the fact that right now we don't even know exactly what the thing is going to cost, this program. A pleasure speaking to Rick Newman, a columnist for Yahoo Finance. We'll have to check back in on what is going on with this program and the political impact it will have. We will be back on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Lots of cries for justice and cries against the forgiveness of student loan debt being unjust to people who never went to college, chose not to, and now we're paying taxes and paying taxes to pay off other people's educational indebtedness. Is that fair? Is that just? How about the fact that men spend less time on housework and more time on leisure than women every day? This is according to the National Bureau of Labor Statistics. It adds up to roughly 5.5 hours every week that men do housework less than women. And that includes, by the way, childcare, grocery shopping, or errands, which the Bureau of Labor Statistics classifies in other categories, and of which women also do far more. So you can say that at least 7 hours every week, there are guys who are doing less housework than women. And the gender gap in housework persists regardless of a couple's other commitments. Among dual career couples, and this is all from a piece by Sarah Green Carmichael from Bloomberg, and among dual career couples, women do more housework even when they earn more money than their partners. Among retirees, women do more housework. Among non-employed men and women of prime working age, men spend the lion's share of their waking hours watching TV. Women spend most of their waking hours doing housework. It isn't as if men have time to cook or clean. The average man has about 40 minutes more daily leisure time than the average woman. Among married parents who both work full-time, where time to rest is tight and the housework then shrinks to about 30 minutes, the husbands take even more leisure than their wives. 44 minutes leisure time for husbands, most of it spent watching TV, than women take. The result, writes Sarah Green Carmichael at Bloomberg, the result is that in almost every coupled household, women do more and have less time to recover. Women consistently report higher rates not only of burnout, but also of stress, depression, anxiety, and insomnia. The housework gap is surely not the only reason, but it can't help. And then they lead this. One survey from March, led by the advertising agency Berlin Cameron, asked respondents what single thing their spouse or partner could do to lower their stress levels. It's an interesting question. The most common response from women, help around the house more. When men were asked about one thing their wives could do to lower their stress levels, their most common response was, nothing. I'm happy with the way things are. Now, are they expressing happiness at the injustice of all this? And part of what they write about here is that one of the challenges that they find in terms of the kind of housework that people do is that the activities that men do to work around the house to keep things working are less frequent and more deferrable. It's yard work, home repairs, car maintenance, mowing the lawn. You don't have to do that every day. It is women who disproportionately end up with a daily grind of cooking, cleaning, and laundry. As a consultant named Kate Mangino points out in her new book, Equal Partners, one reason women prioritize flexibility at work and often accept lower salaries as a result is because their unpaid work is so inflexible. The gutters can wait. A dinner can't. To close the housework gap, writes Sarah Green Carmichael, men don't need to spend more time mowing the lawn. They need to start doing some of the tasks their female partners do every morning and every night. That might be awkward, especially at first. Our cultural associations about who does what are so strong that we often mistakenly think she's better at tasks like cleaning. A wife might forbid her husband from entering the laundry room the way he tells her to keep her hands off the cordless drill. But at best, female skill is simply the result of years of doing a task over and over and over. Okay, she is suggesting that we should celebrate Equal Housework Day. And Equal Housework Day would be about now in the course of a year. And Equal Housework Day would help by admitting that the housework gap is actually a cultural problem that's bigger than any one couple. And just as we can't expect the gender pay gap to go away by getting women to negotiate better with their bosses, it shouldn't be down to individual wives to solve the housework gap by negotiating better with their husbands. Solving it wouldn't take much, she writes. Men have 40 minutes more a day of leisure time than women do. Women do 47 more minutes of housework than men do. This is every day. So men could do just 23 minutes more of housework each day and nearly wipe out the housework gap. The alternative, she says, is for women to exercise the nuclear option, leave the house messy and the fridge empty starting right now, from now until the beginning of 2023. That, she says, would even out the housework gap. Now, the reason I'm making light of this is because when you talk about research about the problems that people have in marriages, and my wife, having done two wonderful books about divorce and her work as a clinical psychologist, she's actually looked at this a great deal. The greatest problem that leads to marital breakup, people say, is lack of communication. People don't talk in a marriage. And maybe this is something that they don't talk about. But the idea that that women, and it's particularly if women are working less hours than a husband. Right now, one of our daughters is blessed with two little children, one of whom is two, and the other one is she's 8 weeks. She's little. And those children need mommy right now in a way that they don't need dad, who is practicing law and is going out to his work. It's the notion that people are going to start making contracts and agreements, and okay, I agree to improve the quality of our marriage, I'm going to do 23 minutes more housework every day. That's probably not a super healthy or necessary thing. More consideration, more willingness to do housework, even if you don't enjoy it. Yeah, that's always a good concession. What about a concession regarding poisonous tattoo ink? We'll get to that in the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says he will release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Trump's home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite his decision, the judge said the government has proved parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there have been many, many kinds of behavior that have been called into question by a woke culture. By a new level of sensitivity that seems to be very popular, not just in the United States, but around the world. There's a story from Australia, and it's fascinating because Australia is not noted to be one of those places where all the behavior is proper. People drink a lot in Australia. They do very well in the competitive levels of alcohol consumption. Not as well as Russia, which seems to lead the world in alcohol-related illness and death and consumption generally. But there is this headline from the New York Post. It says, "Nightclub bans staring without verbal consent in new woke policy." And they say that in their article, the days of checking someone out at a club are over.
Back up, you creep.
I don't know if Donald Trump was actually checking out Hillary in that manner in their famous debate. But okay, an Australian nightclub said it will remove people who are caught staring at somebody without the person's consent. So how do you get consent? Apparently you have to ask for it. Is it okay if I stare at you?
What? Get away from me.
Club 77 in Sydney included unwanted attention from strangers and an updated zero tolerance policy on harassment. The venue posted the woke update on its Instagram account, saying the club is not a place to come if your sole purpose is to pick up. As a nightclub, we encourage you to interact with strangers. However, any engagement must begin with verbal consent. This also applies if you are, for example, staring at someone from afar. The club has hired designated safety officers, oh great, who will be wearing pink high-visibility vests to handle complaints and concerns. Pink high-visibility vests to designate safety officers? If we receive reports of any behavior that has made someone feel uncomfortable, the reported individual will be removed from the venue and the police will be called. Club 77 said in a statement that it will encourage feedback, which patrons were quick to provide with comments including RIP to social interaction and not allowed to look at people now. Then one commenter wrote, never before has the term go woke, go broke been more appropriate. And another person quipped, I had to make sure this wasn't the Onion. If they are trying to use this as a way to attract more participants, more patrons, and including female patrons who might feel more comfortable with this kind of caution, okay. They say each night one of our security guards inside the club will be designated a safety officer and recognizable by a pink high-visibility vest. They've been trained to handle complaints and concerns. And it says, if you're being harassed by another person or receiving unwanted attention, please seek our staff immediately. We will deal with it and remove offending individuals from our club. We adopt a policy of always believe the report in cases of harassment and feeling unsafe. Jeremy asks an interesting question. If you want to avoid making people feel uncomfortable by your eyes being too focused on them, what about wearing sunglasses? Now, of course, that might make it hard to see without stumbling around, but at least that's one idea, another idea. And here is another item. A new report says that almost half of all tattoo inks used in the United States could contain cancer-causing chemicals. Researchers from the State University of New York at Binghamton analyzed 56 popular inks often used by American tattoo artists, uncovering that 23 of those 56 inks have potentially hazardous azo compounds. While azo compounds are not a cause for concern while they're chemically intact, bacteria or ultraviolet light can degrade them into another compound that is highly carcinogenic. Very little is actually known about the composition of tattoo inks, so we started analyzing popular brands, the study's lead author, Dr. John Swierek, said in a statement after a fall meeting of the American Chemical Society. Surprisingly, no dye shop makes pigment specific for tattoo ink, Swierek further stated. Big companies manufacture pigments for everything, such as paint and textiles. These same pigments are just used in tattoo inks. The news is sure to alarm the more than 100 million Americans, they say in this article, who have at least one tattoo. And then for people who gasp, how could it be 100 million people? That's a third of the country, almost. And they run a 2019 Statista study that shows 35% of people across the country are inked with at least one tattoo. That's up from 21% in 2012. And then there is this, which is kind of an amazing story. A Philadelphia area high school that was expecting a delivery of textbooks and school supplies received instead a delivery of guns. Now, just what they need in a violence-prone city like the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, my native town. Police say a FedEx driver dropped off six boxes. They were not containing highly classified papers from the White House. No, they were each containing an M1 rifle at the loading dock of Chester High on Friday. District authorities say the packages did not appear suspicious, so they were stored at the high school over the weekend. Chester Police Commissioner Stephen Gretzky says the FedEx driver contacted police after realizing the mistake, and the guns were picked up Monday. The driver was, you can see, visibly concerned and very professional, very apologetic, said Craig Parkinson, who is the Chester Upland School District superintendent. He definitely made it clear it was a mistake. Gretzky says it was an honest mistake and no charges were filed. He says the guns manufactured by Springfield Armory were meant to go to an avid gun collector who owns an auto shop on West 9th Street in Chester Township, but they were delivered to the high school on West 9th Street in the city of Chester. I'm just grateful we had positive results that we were able to get the firearms from the high school back here instead of somewhere else on the street in the city. Said Gretzky. The classes at the high school begin next week. Just in time, the guns arrived. Parkinson sent a letter to parents Monday explaining the mix-up. We wanted to communicate with you about this in case you hear rumors in the community or on social media, he said. Meanwhile, there has been a great deal of reaction to, obviously, the new plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loans if you're a Pell Grant recipient. It's a lot of money. But particular attention on Ron DeSantis, of course, because he is widely discussed as a presidential possibility. And particularly with this new information from the affidavit coming out tomorrow, and we will surely be talking about it tomorrow after it comes out. It's supposed to come out by 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we will be on top of that. But there is more about DeSantis ripping Dr. Fauci and ripping, in particular, the Biden loan forgiveness plan. We will get to that and more on social policies and fairness coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And an indignant email came in from Bruce in Seattle, who talked about the way that I was responding to a caller earlier in the show. And Bruce says, your reply to Kevin struck me as disingenuous. Tax and social policies are decisions that our elected representatives are charged with making in a way that most benefits the most people. He was trying to point out that, messy as it is, Biden's action is targeted at struggling people. He contrasted this with the massive Trump tax cuts that benefited only a few well-off folks, and, like all such programs going back to Reagan, failed to deliver the promised benefits to the great majority of people. Okay, let me just pause there, and there's more I want to get to. The idea that Biden's action is targeted at struggling people, do you really believe that someone who is earning $125,000 a year or a couple that is earning $250,000 a year is necessarily struggling? And it is the failure to make a distinction between people who are struggling, and there are some, and people who emphatically are not, that is the worst aspect about this whole program. It also chooses and focuses on people with the best prospects and the best advantages, because a college degree is an advantage in this society. And the idea that the government has already helped you pay for it doesn't mean that the government should feel obliged to give you that additional advantage of just not having to pay off anything, which is what this talks about. And he says, dismissing Kevin's point with the distinction you made between your money and the government's money totally ignores the way in which the U.S. government spends money through laws bought and paid for by the rich and written by their lobbyists that greatly enhance the wealth of the wealthy and powerful. These laws allow the rich to pay a much smaller percentage of their income in taxes than the poor and middle class, while making billions at the expense of workers' health and health care, the environment they live in, the cost of their housing, their security in old age, and many other things. Okay, it's simply not true This is one of the biggest mistakes that people make about the reality of the United States. The rich do not pay a smaller percentage of taxes. They pay a bigger percentage of their income in taxes. As you know, it came out, Mitt Romney even said something about this in the midst of his campaign in 2012, and it hurt him, because it was the truth. That 47% of American households don't pay income tax at all. They don't. Now, yes, they pay taxes for Social Security, but the whole idea of Social Security is you get it back. And you do. And by the way, particularly for people at the lower end of the income scale, you get much more back in Social Security if you have a normal life expectancy than you have paid in. And you get that partially because Social Security is funded disproportionately, even though there is a limit on the amount of Social Security income that you pay in. There's also a limit of what you get back based upon what you paid in. The notion that the rules in the country are adjusted to exacerbate the difference between the rich and the poor is preposterous. The Great Society was an example, and there's a book about it by Amity Schles, of actually spending trillions of dollars. The emphasis, the estimate is about $5 trillion in today's dollars to try to conduct what was called at the time a war on poverty. And the idea that the United States has a less progressive tax system, we are rated, and this even by UN figures, as just about one of the most progressive tax systems in the world. Now, this, of course, doesn't have anything directly to do with student loan forgiveness, because there is a difference between money that you have borrowed and used for your college education, and money that you have earned and you may not have used yet because the government takes it away before you get a chance to use it. Ron DeSantis weighed in on student loan forgiveness and, as usual, was fairly outspoken and clear-cut in his response. This is 12A for the governor of Florida. 12A.
It's very unfair, you know, to have a truck driver have to pay back a loan from somebody that got like a PhD in gender studies. That's not fair. That's not right. And then you also just have the fact, like, if you're going to talk about debt, then you should look at, okay, who has benefited the most from all this exorbitant debt that's been taken out over the last generation? It's the universities. They have bloated administrative budgets. They have all this, although in Florida, since I've been governor, no tuition increases at our state universities. We haven't allowed that. Because all it does is they plow it in, and they will expand like the DEI office or something else like that. And it has no real impact on the quality of the education when they're raising the tuition. It just creates more administrative bloat. And that's been going on. And the colleges and universities have gotten a free ride at this. So, you know, my view is, you know, if you're going to do some type of student loan relief, it's not really relief because people are still paying for it. But the people that should pay for it are not the American taxpayers. It should be the universities should be responsible for that.
Okay. And again, that particularly counts for, he was talking about degrees in gender studies, which, no, they do not pay well in the marketplace. The other comment today is regarding the Iran nuclear deal, which could be coming up. It is pending. And Bibi Netanyahu, the leader of the opposition now in Israel, agreed with Prime Minister Yair Lapid that this is a threat to peace all around the world. This is clip 12.
I think this is a horrible deal, a dangerous deal, that will pave Iran's path with gold. A golden paved highway to a nuclear arsenal. If Iran has nuclear weapons, They don't merely threaten my country, Israel, or the entire Middle East and America's allies. They threaten you directly because simultaneously with developing nuclear weapons, they're developing the means to deliver them across continents. So you could have an Iran governed by these fanatic ayatollahs who will hold every American city hostage to nuclear weapons. I think this is a threat to the peace of the world, and that's what this horrible deal facilitates. It's even worse than the first one.
Okay, which basically was the same message as his political opponent in the upcoming elections. They have elections November 1st, just about the same time we do here in Israel, where both Prime Minister Yair Lapid and former Prime Minister and candidate for return, Bibi Netanyahu, seem to agree. And something else from abroad, a clear and strong and very welcome statement on the policy toward Ukraine and freedom for Ukraine on Ukraine Independence Day from outgoing UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Clip 10.
Is it sensible to pay for British taxpayers to support freedom in Ukraine? I say it is absolutely vital, and we've got to continue to do it.
Okay, and we've got to continue to do it because if Ukraine loses its struggle for survival, it becomes a nightmarish world, not just for NATO and allied states, but all over the world, particularly regarding the Far East and China and its ambitions. Coming up tomorrow on the Medved Show, there are a bunch of movies that feature big stars, Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg in a raunchy comedy, and Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton in a story about a lonely professor who finds a genie in the bottle, a djinn, played by Idris Elba. And then there's also a remarkable film starring John Boyega of Star Wars in a true story about a Vietnam vet, a Marine, who takes people in a bank hostage. We'll also talk about the affidavit that is coming out tomorrow morning, and we'll take a look at that. That actually lays out the basis. It's been redacted, but it will be coming out tomorrow. It lays out the basis by which the Justice Department justified the search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. That and much, much more coming up Friday next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.